A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sam on the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussions, we're looking at the Word of God from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter number 50. Verse number 7. I am reading from the New International Version. The scripture says, "Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. Because the sovereign Lord will help me." Do not forget, help is very crucial to the lifting of a man's sheave, for the rising of a man's sheave in life and in destiny, for your sheave, that is your destiny, your purpose, your calling, your dream, your vision, your business, to arise and to stand upright, you need help. The help factor is very important. And of course, you need the help of God and the help of man. God has to help you. You cannot enjoy or receive the help of man until God chooses to help you. And when God chooses to help a man, men have no option but to help that man. And so I am praying that men will be compelled to help you. They will go out of their ways to help you, because you will enjoy the help of the Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. The prophet Isaiah said, "Because the sovereign Lord helps me." God is sovereign, and he chooses to help whoever he will help. He will help anybody he cares to help. That is the favor of God. That is the prerogative of God. And if God has chosen to help you, there is nothing anybody can do about it. When he chooses to help you, nobody can stay his hand. Nobody can query him. Nobody can say, "What are you doing?" They may think you are not qualified for that help, but when God chooses to help you, nobody has any choice or any option or any negative or contrary idea. God has chosen to help you. And so he said, "Because the Almighty, the sovereign Lord, helps me, I will not be disgraced." That is the input, that is the outcome of the help of the Almighty. And everyone listening to me, I pray for you, you will not be disgraced in the name of Jesus. He said, "Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know that I will not be put to shame." You will not be disgraced, and you will not be put to shame. Why? Because the sovereign Lord has chosen to help you. Every issue staring you in the face, issues of disgrace staring you in the face, I am praying the Lord will put them down completely and totally. You will not be put to shame. That scripture says, "I know I will not be put to shame." I know. Do you know? I'd like you to please know, because the sovereign Lord is helping you, because the sovereign Lord is on your side. Be confident, therefore, that you will not know shame. You will not be put to shame. You will not be disgraced. And in the name that is above all names, you will not be disgraced. How will God do this? By help. The sovereign Lord, the eternal God, the almighty God, will help you. The Lord will help you. Now, how will he do it? What will God do? What help will he send to make your sheave to arise and to remove you from the path of shame or the path of disgrace? Number one, God is going to give you unexpected help. There are helps that a man expects in life, and he gets those helps. When he gets expected help, fantastic, that is wonderful. But it is more wonderful to get the help you are not expecting. Get set, get prepared. The help you are not expecting will come for you. Unexpected help will come your way in the name of Jesus. The man at the pool of Bethesda was not expecting help. He had gotten used to being by that pool for 38 years. 38 years is not a small time. It's not a few days. It's not a few months. 38 good years. Just look at the 38-year-old person and you imagine what we are talking about. Don't forget, a 36-year-old person has just been named as part of the cabinet ministers of the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. The list submitted, a 36-year-old is there. Now imagine a man for 38 years being on the same spot at the pool of Bethesda. thank God for Jesus. He was not expecting that help. You know, when Jesus Christ asked him, do you want to be made whole? He said, I have no man to help me. I have nobody. He had given up all hope, but unexpected help came for him. There is a major help that is coming for you this new week. You are not even expecting it. The help you do not expect will come to you in the name of Jesus. Unexpected help will come for you. Number two, notice, unsolicited help. You do not solicit for this help, but it is coming. People are just helping you, although you are not asking, although you did not solicit for it, it will come naturally. It will flow. People will rise up to help you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Unexpected help. Unsolicited help will also come for you. And number three, there will be timely help for you. Help that is timely. If help comes for a man, when it is too late, it is too late. There is nothing your helper can now do when it is now too late. May your things not come late. May your help not come too late in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So timely help. Timely help. God will help you when you need that help. He is the very present help in the time of trouble. The Message Bible translation of that Psalm 46, verse number 1 says, God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need him. Help when you need it will come for you. When help comes when you need it, it is a timely help. When help comes when it is too late, it is too late. A young man was indisposed, critically and terminally ill, and he needed about 10 million naira for an operation. But unfortunately, there was no money, and he began to solicit for help and for assistance, and no help came. Eventually, somebody saw the post on the social media and reached out to help. And when this help came, the young man had passed on. The young man had died. So help came, but it was too late. But for you, help will come at the right time. Again, I am repeating, somebody is listening to this broadcast, your door will not be shut. There will be little your helper can do when the door is already shut. And he's not in control of the door. He's not in control of the key. He does not know the man who knows the man who has the key to the door. So help will come before the door is shut. Help will come before it is too late. Your own help will not come late. So God is the very present help in trouble. He is the help we need. The help, one that helps us when we need him. Ready to help when we need him. God will help you in the name of Jesus. And finally, God will give you relief in trouble. There will be relief in trouble. Everyone going through a particular trouble at the moment, God will give you relief from that trouble. In that trouble, he will bring relief to you. And so, in helping, God is going to give you unexpected help, unsolicited help, timely help, and he will give you relief in trouble. But do not forget where we started from. The prophet Isaiah said, God is going to help me. I know that God will help me. I know that I will not be put to shame because God is helping me. The sovereign Lord is helping me. The sovereign Lord helps me. I will not be disgraced. And therefore, I have set my face like a flint. I like you to set your face like a flint. Fix your gaze on God. Let your focus be on God. If you set your face like a flint on God, you will not go to Egypt to look for help. You will not compromise your stand in God because you need help. Set your face like a flint on God and be confident that he will help you. Be confident that you will not be put to shame. Set your face like a flint. Put your total trust and confidence on the Almighty God, and then you will be certain that you will not be put to shame. The Bible is basically says, so I have made my face like a rock. I am fixed on God. I am totally focused on him. I refuse to give up. And according to the New International Reader's Version, I have made up my mind to keep on serving him. Make up your mind to keep on serving God, and you will not be disgraced. You will not be dishonored. You will not know shame. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and say, Father, I set my face as a flint upon you. I have set my face upon you as a flint. I will not be dishonored. I will not be disgraced. I will not be put to shame. Lift your voice and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have set my face like a flint upon you, the living God. I will keep on serving you. And I know I will not be disgraced. I know I will not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to receive this new week, unexpected help, unsolicited help, and timely help. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive for myself, for my family, for my business, for my ministry, this week and beyond, unexpected help. I receive by faith, unsolicited help. I receive timely help in the name of Jesus. Unexpected help will come to me. We come to my family. We come to my business. Unsolicited help will come in the name of Jesus, and we shall have timely help, and your name will be glorified. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray for everyone in one trouble or the other, that God, who is the present help in trouble, will send you help. And that help will be unexpected, unsolicited, and timely. You will have relief from every form of trouble. You have deliverance from every form of trouble and stress in the precious name of Jesus. And I pray, because you have set your face as a flint on God, help will come for you. Help will locate you, and God's name will be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for our glorious service at the Light Cathedral this morning. Time for this great service is 8 a.m. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. For your question, your comment, your testimony needs, or counseling needs, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious Sunday, and the Lord bless you.